ליקוטי הלכס, חיש משפט, חלק א', הלכס עדוס, הלכה ה', we're in the middle of paragraph tes, in a sub-paragraph that begins with the words v'hatzadikim amitiyim v'akruchim achreihim. We dedicate the learning today li'ilui nishmas Rafael Bereb Shmuel, whose yahrzeit is today on the 26th of Tishrei, a close friend who had a very difficult life in America and came to live in Eretz Yisrael and was very generous, philanthropic, did a lot of good things, Baruch Hashem, and zeicher to be buried on Har HaZeisim, Baruch Hashem. And li'ilui nishmas Gitleya bas Rabaron Yosef, whose yahrzeit will be tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, on the 27th. And li'ilui nishmas Reb Baruch Bereb Herschel Alevi, whose yahrzeit is on the 28th. I hope to be traveling tonight, Mitzvah Shem, to Oman. A very quick trip, Mitzvah Shem. I hope to be back in Eretz Yisrael late Wednesday night, Mitzvah Shem. One of the reasons is a grandson who's going to be 7 years old soon, who's going there, Mitzvah Shem, and hope to be a good shaliach for all of us, to daven for all of us, for all of Klal Yisrael, to be zeicha to all the Yeshuas that we need. And we dedicate the learning also, li'ilui nishmas Miriam Dvoira bas Reb Zechariyahu, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, on the 27th of Tishrei. As of now, there probably most likely will not be a shir tomorrow, but we're hoping that we will have the shir on Wednesday morning, Mitzvah Shem, broadcasting from Oman, Mitzvah Shem. We dedicate the learning also for a complete refu shalema for all those that need it. Besor Shar Chol Yisrael. Continuing inside, we're speaking about the need for two witnesses, and Rav Nosson Zal was expounding a lot on the concept of the two directions in tshuva. Im esak shomayim shamato vatzir shol hineko. Rav Nosson quotes this pasuk in chapter 6 in the Kutimran, that no matter how far a person advances upward, to always be able to realize that Hashem is way above us and to want to go higher and higher, and no matter how low a person falls, to always realize that we have never left Hashem completely, but rather Hashem is there with us in the dumps, and we can reach out to Hashem anytime and connect Him and reconnect to Him. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'atzadikim amitiyim, v'hakruchim achareihim." The true tzadikim and those who are attached to them, mamshichim ze haderech b'chol shana v'shana. They draw this path of tshuva every single year. Sheho ikar, and the main point is, chubameh sheyoidim u'moidim b'kama l'shoinais v'azhorais u'kruzim harbe b'lei misbar. The fact that they realize and they inform with all kinds of languages and in all kinds of expressions, all kinds of words, and all kinds of announcements, Shehashem Yisporach Adayim Imanu, that Hashem is still with us, Im Kol Echad Ve'Echad, with every single one of us. Afilu Im Hachoite Hagorua Shebechol Olam Kuloi, even with the worst sinner in the entire world. Ki malchusoi bakoil mashallah, because Hashem's kingdom reaches everywhere. Hashem's malchus, Hashem's shechina, reaches everywhere, even in the lowest places. Bechinas va'atzia shoil hineko. Even if I find myself laying in shoil in the lowest place, hineko, you're right there, Hashem. V'chol zman she'odam choizer zois bedate v'liboi. And so long as a person keeps reviewing this in their mind and in their heart, and a person really brings this into their heart, to know and realize and convey to your heart where all the emotions are, that Hashem is there up in heaven and down below on earth. Azai bevadai yesh loy tikva gedoylo kol yemei chayov liskois lederech hatshuva bemes. A person who does this will definitely have great hope for their entire life that they will be zeichet to real tshuva. Ki ze ikar derech hatshuva shosa Moshe v'atzadikim shachrov. Because this is really what the path of tshuva that Moshe Rabbeinu carved out, and all the tzaddikim that came after him. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya Hanavi, הנוסעים ביום דרך ובמים עזים מסביבו. Hashem provides a path even through the ocean, and in powerful waters, also a path, powerful turbulent waters. Sheze ha-posuk hu soid kavona selul. This posuk is the basis for the kavonos, the Kabbalistic kavonos that the Arizal explains relating to the month of Elul. Kamuva, as is brought in the Sefer Mishnas Hasidim in the chapter on Elul, and as Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran. Shehakavono ha-pashtiyas sheyotze mizeh l'chol b'nei odom ha-pshutim. The Arizal goes into that pasuk kabbalistically, explaining what derech means, what yam is, a whole incredible deep explanation that Rabbeinu Zal quotes in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, and Rabbeinu Zal brings it down to us on a level that we can relate to it and apply it in our lives. And Rav Nosson Zal now makes reference to this. He says, Shahakavona ha-pashtiyas, sheyoytzi mizeh l'chol b'nei odom ha-pshutim. The Arizal is writing to people who understand Kabbalah. But Rav Nosson Zal says the simple interpretation and understanding of that pasuk and how it relates to tshuva to all simple, regular people is that Hashem, with his great kindness, informs us through his true tzaddikim, shehu noisein bayom derech, that Hashem provides a path even through the ocean, through the sea. Dahainu shafilu betoich metzulois yom horabe moid moid, hashoitvim al odom kamoin galayom mamish, meaning that even when a person is going through every kind of turbulence, like a person who's in the ocean and being washed over with waves, powerful waves, bebechinas kol mishborecho vegalecho olai avoru, like Yonah Hanavi said, Hashem, all of your waves and all the powerful forces have gone over me, have flooded me, bechinas vatashlicheni metzula belevav yamim, Hashem, you threw me deep, deep down into the heart of the ocean. Bechinas, shatani bebor tachtiyos, b'machashakim b'mitzulois. Hashem, you've placed me in the bottom of a deep, deep pit, in darkness, in the depths of the sea. V'chein b'psukim harbe. There are many psukim throughout the Torah where the tzaddikim speak about this, about the different lows that Jewish people are going to experience. And especially regarding what each and every one of us knows that we go through and we've been through, and to what kind of low places we've fallen and we've been thrown as a result of our misdeeds, despite that, Gam shom yesh derech v'nesiv tomid lo shuv la'el yisporo. Even in those lowest places and in that darkness, there is a path and different types of path. Derech is one type of path. Nesiv is a different type of path to return, by which the person can return to Hashem. V'ikra derech nas alidei b'china hanal. And what really creates this path is what we're speaking about here. Alidei sheyodea umamin ki malchusoi bakoil mashola. By a person realizing and believing that Hashem's kingdom reaches everywhere, and Hashem is everywhere, and I can connect to Him from anywhere. Bechinas im esak shomayim shomato vatsiyo shol hineko. Shezehu soid kavon haseul. This is the pasuk upon which the Arizal bases the secret kavanas that he explains regarding the month of Elul, bechinas haderech hanal, and this is the derech that we're speaking about here, shekol odom yochel liskoy selav b'chol mokam shehu, to which every person can be zeichet to connect to this derech wherever they are, bifrat be'elul, especially during the month of Elul, which is the final month of the year, which is a special time for tshuva. Im ya'amin b'chol zeh be'emes u'b'pshitas. If a person will believe everything we're saying here for real and with simplicity, without any sophistication, without any unnecessary sophistication. Parak Yud, v'zeh edus Hashem ne'emona machkim aspesi. Now we'll understand a beautiful explanation of this pasuk in Tehillim, that the edus, the witnesses of Hashem, are trustworthy, and they can make a fool smart. Hainu, mi shemesim leiv, she'edus Hashem shehi haTorah ne'emona. What this pasuk is telling us, that any person who will realize that the witnesses of Hashem are trustworthy, you can really trust them and rely on them. What is the witnesses of Hashem? The Torah is called Eidus. Bevadai shekol dvoreho ne'emonim, meaning that every word in the Torah you can trust and believe. Al yidei zeh machkim aspesi. This will even make a fool smart, meaning al yidei zeh bevadai yischakem hapesi. This will certainly infuse wisdom into a fool. Who's the fool? Shehumi shechoto upogam venispatach reitayves almazeh. A person who sinned and allowed himself to be convinced by the Eitzahara, to get involved and swallowed up by all the materialistic desires of this world. Venise lamokim shenise, and the person ended up wandering away and drifting away from Hashem to wherever they wandered. Shebevada yischakem loshuv el hoemes mikol mokim shehu. Still, the person will still have the intelligence that they need to really return to Hashem from wherever they are. How? Al yidei shemamin be'edus Hashem. If the person will believe and trust the testimony of Hashem, shehi haTorah, which is the Torah, shenitna lanu b'shnei luchay so'edus, which was given to us in the two tablets which are called luchay so'edus, b'yom Kippur, and it was given to us finally on Yom Kippur. She'oz nigmar haderech l'tshuva she'osa Moshe. That's when the path of tshuva that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared for us was completed. She'moidia u'meid she'malchusei b'kol mashal, which informs us and testifies to the fact that Hashem's kingdom is everywhere. B'chinas im esek shamayim v'atzia shol hineko. She'zeh b'chinas shnei edim she'megalim ho'emes. These two paths, these two concepts, represent the two witnesses which reveal the truth. Shezeh b'chinas haTorah. This is the Torah, b'chinas shnei luchos so'edus, as it's called. V'yedezeh haTorah, shehi edus Hashem ne'emona machkim aspesi. And it's through this Torah, which is the testimony, which even gives a fool the brains that he needs to know what to do. Ki kol ha'psim sheba'olam, shehem ha'mispatim achrei yitzron chashon, because all the fools in the world, meaning those who allow themselves to be seduced and to be fooled by the Yetzirah, yecholim l'schakem, can acquire knowledge and wisdom, al yidei sheyasimu l'libam b'chol eis, shadayin Hashem itam, if they'll realize always that Hashem is still with them. Ubevada yesh gam lohem derech unesiveich lo shuvel emes gamato. And even they have a path and a way to return to Hashem for real, even now. Ki haderech shosa Moshe b'chinas hanoisim b'yom derech hu derech umaslo unesiv emes gam lohem. Because the path that Moshe Rabbeinu carved out is a path, a true path, even for them, even for these people. Ubilvad sheya'aminu be'edus haTorah, on condition that these people will believe the testimony of the Torah, shemeid al zeh, where the Torah, al kol zeh, the Torah testifies to all of this, all the psukim that we brought to show that everybody and anybody can do tshuva. Shebevadai yesh lo ne'emonus. And the Torah definitely is trustworthy. Bechinas edus Hashem ne'emona, as the pasuk says. And now Rav Nosson Sal gives us another interpretation of a very famous Gemara that people quote many times, the Gemara at the end of Makkos. The Gemara says that the rabbis found themselves close to the area where the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. So they burst into tears, and they saw Rabbi Akiva was smiling. So they asked him, "Why are you smiling?" He asked them, "Why are you crying?" They said, "We're crying. Look at this. Look at this holy place where only once a year, one Jew, the Kohen Gadol, was qualified and allowed to enter into this Holy of Holies. And look at it now. It's in a state of complete ruin, and foxes are trampling over that area." Rabbi Akiva said, "And I'm smiling for the same reason," because he said there were two prophets, Uriah and Zechariah. One of them gave a prophecy telling us that there's going to come a time when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. The other one, Zechariah, prophesied that there's going to come a time when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Until I saw this destruction, I could have possibly had some kind of a doubt about the rebuilding. But now that I see the Churban, I'm 100% confident that we will also get to see the rebuilding. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, paragraph Yud Aleph, V'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Yeshaya HaNavi, V'o'idoli eidim ne'emonim, I take for myself as testimony two trustworthy witnesses, es Uriah ves Zechariah. V'amur Rabbi Yisrael Zal, and the Gemara says at the end of Makkos, Uriah simen leZechariah. Uriah is a proof to Zechariah. Ki Uriah hisnabe v'heyed ala churban. Uriah is the one who prophesied and testified to the fact that there's going to come a time when the Beis Mikdash is going to be destroyed. The Habinyan Beis HaMikdash uZechariah, whereas Zechariah Navi testified that there's going to come a time when there's going to be a final redemption. The Habinyan Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Ukishetiru Nevuas Uriah Neskayim. And therefore, when we see the prophecy of Uriah has been fulfilled, Shenechrav HaBeis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ta'aminu, the Pasuk is saying, believe, Utetzapu, and wait, Sheyiskayim Eidus Nevu Zechariah, for the testimony and prophecy of Zechariah to be fulfilled. Note, the Pasuk used the word V'o'idah, Eidus, testimony. Sheyachzor V'yivna Beis HaMikdash, that Hashem will return and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. This is what the Gemara says. Watch now how Rav Nosson Zal applies this to each and every one of us. V'zeh remez l'chol adam b'chol mokom shehu. And this is a message and a hint for every single person, no matter where they're at. Ki kol echot miYisrael kefi maisov kein oiver alav b'chinas golus v'churban Beis HaMikdash. Because each and every one of us, based on our actions, based on the mistakes that we make and the sins that we do, we experience being exiled, being thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, being thrown out, pushed away from holiness, and we experience major destruction, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, Dahainu Golus HaNefesh Alidei Maisim Roim Chashon. This means our soul going into exile, into darkness, as a result of the mistakes that we make, the things that we do wrong. Shehu bechinas churban Beis HaMikdash. This is similar to the concept of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Gemara says, ki kol mi she'ein boideya ke'ilu nechrav Beis HaMikdash b'yomov. Any person who doesn't have intelligence, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash were destroyed during their time. Intelligence meaning the intelligence to do the right thing, to follow their Yetzer Tov and not their Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says, what causes a person to commit a sin is a spirit of foolishness that takes over the person. They lose their intellect. Ulehefech, and on the opposite end, kifima shemesakin maisa v'zercha l'tshuva, to the degree that a person does the right thing and a person corrects their mistakes, and their zecha tshuva kein meir olav b'chinas binyan Beis HaMikdash. That person is drawing upon themselves the building of the Beis HaMikdash. B'chinas geulas hanefesh. They're drawing upon themselves their own personal geula, their own, exactly. Shezehu ikar ha-geula, that's the most important geula, the geula that each and every individual soul will experience in getting out of our darkness and out of our foolishness and out of our exile and coming close to Hashem. Bechinas, as we say on Friday night in Lechadoidi, Korva el nafshi ga'ola. I'm bringing to my soul its redemption. Kemuva b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov zechet tzadav kodesh levracha. And as the Baal Shem Tov taught about this, that there's a concept of the entire Jewish nation experiencing geula, and there's a concept of each and every individual Jew striving for their own personal geula, to get myself out of my golus and enter into my realm of kedusha. U'kamayshom Rabbi Seinuzal, as our rabbis tell us, kol mi sheyesh boideya ke'ilu nivne beis hamikdash biyomo. Any person who has das, who has real das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash were already built during their time. V'al kein, kishiroye ha'odam oirech golos nafshoi v'churbonoi. When a person sees and realizes their own personal exile and their own personal destruction, ad shenistam imenu geitz golos nafshoi, to the point where it looks to the person as if they don't see any light ahead in the tunnel. They don't see any redemption. Just as we know that the final geula that the entire Jewish nation is waiting for is hidden, it's closed. We don't see that ray of light. Bechinas keitz haplois, as it's called, the wondrous keitz. Pele refers to keser, that high level of light that we can't see. Just as the Navi cries out, Admosai Kates Haplois, how long are we going to wait for this end, this wondrous end that we're waiting for? However, each one of us has to realize all the time, Shebevadai Hashem Yisborach Imoi Gam Ata, that Hashem is definitely with us, even now, even in this exile. Bebechinas va'atzia shol hineko, va'ideze bevadai tovoi geulas hanefesh. And through this, the person will definitely arrive at their own personal geula, shehu bechinas binyan beis hamikdash, which means their own building of the beis hamikdash. Ki tzrichin leida ulahamin, because a Jew has to realize and believe that just like I have the ability to destroy, I have the ability to fix. Like Rabbeinu Zal said, as is found in Likut Imran chapter 112, in the second half of Likut Imran. The Adaraba, and just the opposite of what you're thinking, Mita Toifa Meruba, Hashem's good side is always better and more than the negative. The positive is always stronger than the negative by Hashem. A little bit of light can match a lot of darkness, can eliminate a lot of darkness. Ki soif kol soif bevadai noshuv el Hashem. Because in the very end, all of us are definitely going to do tshuva. The Yibona Beis Mikdash, and the Beis Mikdash will be rebuilt. As many prophets have promised us, as it says in the Navi Hosea, afterwards the Jews will return. Hashem says, I will see to it, I'll create a situation where you will follow my laws. I'll remove the stone heart from you, and I'll replace it with Lev Basar. V'chein b'psukim harbe, and so to many other places where the Torah says this. Mikol shkein ribui hayiudim v'haftochoi sheziranu hatzadike emes. And how much more so, besides the psukim that are written, the promises that the true tzadikim have made, she'ein shum yiush ba'olam klal, and how they warned us to know that there's no one that has the right to give up hope. There's no such thing as giving up hope. U'kama shekosuv, toiv ve'yochil ve'dumam l'tshuas Hashem. And as it says towards the end of Eicha, that it's good, those who wait and yearn and are silent, waiting for the Yeshua of Hashem. Vo'ikar, the most important thing again is, she'yamin beho'edim ne'emonim. For us to believe and trust the trustworthy witnesses, Shehem Hanavim Vatsadikemis, who are the true tzadikim and the prophets, Hamechazkim Umezorzim Oysanu Al Kolze, who give us the encouragement and motivation for all of this, Shehem Bechinas Edim Ne'emonim Hanal. These are the trustworthy witnesses that we mentioned earlier, Bechinas Uria Uzechariah. Kemoishin Eskaim Devrei Uria Venechra Beis Mikdash, that just as the prophecy of Uria was fulfilled and the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, Kain Bevada Yiskaimu Devrei Zechariah, so too the words, the prophecy of Zechariah Novi will also definitely come to pass, Veyachzer V'yibona Beis Mikdash, and the Beis Mikdash will be rebuilt. Ukemoikein Bechol Adam. And so too, it applies on an individual level to each and every one of us. Just like each and every one of us is in a position to delay the building of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Gemara says that any day in which the Beis HaMikdash isn't rebuilt, it means that if the Beis HaMikdash were standing now, Hashem would take it down, Hashem would destroy it. Kain bevada yesh tikva sheyachzor v'yivnehu al yidei tikun masa. So too there's hope for each and every one of us that we can build our personal Beis HaMikdash by repairing, by correcting our mistakes, by improving our deeds. Ki bevada is soif kol soif yistakein hakol. Because most definitely in the end, everything is going to be fixed. V'yistakein gam nafshoi. Including my nefesh will also be repaired. The Yoshoi v'l Hashem v'irachameyu, and we will all return to Hashem, and Hashem will have rachmanis on us. V'ho'ikar, but again, the most important thing we have to realize in order for all of this to happen is ayidei b'chinas edus Hashem ne'emona, the realization regarding these trustworthy witnesses, b'chinas shnei edim ne'emonim, these two trustworthy witnesses. Which are the 2 points that Rabbeinu Zal stresses in chapter 82 in Likud Imran, which this halach is based on, and especially in chapter 6 in Likud Imran, which are the Im Esak Shamayim Shamata, that no matter how high I go, I realize there's higher and more, and I never become arrogant, and I'm always trying to do better and improve more and more and more. I'm always doing tshuva. I'm always feeling bad about how I was yesterday and wanting that today should be better than yesterday. And at the same time, v'yatzia shol hineko, that no matter how far down I fall, I never, ever, chas v'shom, think that I can't come back. Shezeh ikar ho'emes. This is the most important truth, Shemeir Meirosh Vatsoif, which shines from top to bottom, from beginning to end, from Aleph to Tav. Shetzorich Losim Eliboy, Losim Liboy El Nekuda Soemes Tomid B'chol Yom Chayis Chol Shobo Chamag Meshu. With this is the most important truth that each and every one of us has to place in our hearts every day, all the time, wherever we're at. And this is also the meaning of another pasuk, a pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 93, where the pasuk says, "Edoisecho nemnu ma'oid." Hashem, your witnesses are very trustworthy. Leveischo na'ava kodesh, to your beautiful holy house, referring to the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem lo'erech yomim. Hashem, for long days, eternal days, forever. As Rashi expounds over there, v'zeh l'shoinoi, and Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Rashi, Eidoisecho, your witnesses, which witnesses? Sheheidu ve'evtichu nevi'echo, which Hashem, your prophets, have testified and promised us, Leveischa, regarding your house, the Beis Hamikdash, Nav HaKodesh, Nemnu Leveischa Moed. They are very trustworthy regarding your house, regarding the rebuilding of your house. Ula Oirech Yomim Humitzat Elohem. And we wait. David HaMelech says, I'm waiting and yearning for no matter how long it takes. V'afal pi she'orcho hayomim, even though it's taking a long time, ne'emonim heim l'Hashem moed. They are very trustworthy and loyal to Hashem. We maintain our loyalty to Hashem. We keep trying. We keep putting in effort to get to the finish line. Ad kan l'shoinoi. Up to here is the words of Rashi HaKodesh. V'zehu, and now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zehu edoisecha. Note the word in the pasuk, edoisecha, your witnesses, your testimony. B'china shnei edim ne'monim, and I'm referring to the two trustworthy witnesses that we spoke about earlier, Uriah and Zechariah, and im esak shomayim shamato, and vatsir sholineka. B'china edus Hashem ne'emono, shemechaskim u'mezarzines Yisrael, who encourage and motivate the Jewish people, lekavois u'letzapois li'yeshua tamid, to always be hoping and waiting and yearning for that final salvation. Because Hashem is everywhere, even in the darkness we're in today, even in the terrible things that we're experiencing today, Klal Yisrael as a whole and each individual, everyday funerals, and not just funerals, but the worst kind of funerals, parents attending funerals of their children, Rahman al-Islam, parents burying children, Rahman al-Islam. The Kanal, as we mentioned earlier, Elu ha'edus ha'nemnu ma'oid, these witnesses, this testimony is very reliable, very trustworthy. Leveischa nav ha'kodesh, shehu ha'beis ha'mikdosh, regarding the Beis ha'mikdosh, shebevadai yibone, which definitely will be built. Afal pisha mesarchan hayom, and even though it's taking a long time, we're going through this darkness for a long time. Ukemoikein bevadai yoshuv hadas l'chol echod miYisrael haminim bozeh umetzap miYishua tamim. And so too, each and every one of us will have our personal Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, meaning we'll have our das restored. We'll come back to all of the foolishness and silliness will go out of our head, and it'll be replaced with real true das. For whom? Hamaminim is the people who believe in this. Umetzapim liYeshua Tamim, the people who don't give up, the people who are always yearning and waiting for the Yeshua. Shehu bechinas binyan Beis Hamikdash, which is the concept of the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Remember, the Gemara says in Shabbos that when a neshama comes up before the heavenly court, before they go into detail in reviewing the person's whole life, they ask the person six questions. One of those six questions is Tzipisa liYeshua. Were you hoping for salvation? And the Arizal says this refers that one of the places where a person can really fulfill this is in the Shmon Esrei that we say on a weekday, where we say those words Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayoyim umetzapim lishua. That we're waiting, Hashem, we're waiting all day for your salvation. This refers especially to the coming of Moshiach. And the rabbis in Breslov said that this applies to every personal Yeshua that a person needs. Those people who need to get married, those people who need children, those people who need health, those people who need parnosa. That whatever Yeshua a person needs, Hashem wants us to be hopeful, to be positive, to be yearning and never to give up, hoping that the Yeshua will come. Gam, in addition to those words, Hashem lo'oirech yomim, have another meaning to them. Besides referring to the long waiting period that we're going through, Merames al Rosh Hashanah. This alludes to the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, Shenikra oirech yomim, which is referred to as the long day. Bechinas shnei yomim shol Rosh Hashanah, whereby Rosh Hashanah is the only holiday which even people in Eretz Yisrael keep 2 days. And the Gemara refers to it as Yoima Arichta, as one long day. Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Arichta. And as Rabbeinu Sal makes reference to this in the first chapter of the second half of Likud Imran at the end, Ki kol hanal nistakein b'yoseh b'Rosh Hashanah, because everything we've been talking about throughout this halacha is especially effective on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz nivra ha'olam. That's when the world was created. Which world? Shehu Adam v'Chava. V'hayutzrichin lachzor v'lichlol b'b'chinas sh'loi k'seder b'b'chinas k'seder. And their mission was to take sh'loi k'seder, to take the world, which is sh'loi k'seder, and plug it back into Hashem, who is the ultimate k'seder. Shali deizel hoyu mistakin hakol. And that would have fixed everything. Then everything would have been perfect. Rav Nosson Zal says now in brackets, V'ayin mizeh b'dvoreinu b'hilchas netilas yadayim shachris, halacha gimel, ayin shom. Rav Nosson Zal expounds on this in Orachayim, in netilas yadayim shachris, halacha gimel. Acheim chotuas. However, unfortunately, Adam and Chava made a terrible mistake then. V'nifgam v'niskalkel kol ha'olam. And as a result, the entire world was damaged. Venasa hakoil shaloika seder. And everything went upside down. Everything became shaloika seder. Just like it says there in the Chumash. We read this just last Shabbos, Parshas Bereishis, that Hashem says, you're going to plant grain or fruit, and the ground is going to produce thorns and thistles. That's shaloika seder. What's going on here? I planted seeds that are supposed to produce fruit, and it's producing the opposite. In order for a woman to give birth, that's supposed to be the happiest experience, and it's going to be with pain, with difficulty, birth pains. Ach Hashem Yisborach Chomal Aleihem. However, Hashem still had Rachmanis on Adam and Chava, Vohoira Derech Tshuva L'Adam. And Hashem showed and taught Adam Arishon the path of Tshuva, Oz, Ba'oisa Hayoim. On that day, on that first day that Adam Arishon was created, V'hischil Histakein, and started to repair, started to fix. Aval Ikra Tikkun, Tzrichin Yisroel Asrik B'chol Shana, Me Rosh Hashanah Ad Shmini Atzeres, Kemuva. However, the main repair, the Arizal explains in the Pri Etz Chaim, is what Klal Yisrael is involved in every single year from Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah misyagim atzadik emes lahamshir terech hatshuva nal shasa moishigana. Because on Rosh Hashanah, the true tzadikim are involved in drawing upon us that path of tshuva that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared. Eidoisecho nemnu moid. Bechinas Eidus Emes Shel HaTorah, the true testimony of the Torah. Shehu Bechinas Derech HaTshuvah, which is the path of Tshuva that we describe. Zois Ho Eidus Ho Amitis Bechinas Derech HaTshuvah Nizgale Umeir BeYoser B'Rosh Hashanah. That true testimony, that path of Tshuva is revealed and shines most brightly on Rosh Hashanah. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says there, Hashem la'oirech yomim, that on that holiday Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Arichta, Shu Rosh Hashanah, Shiyom Arichta, She'oz oiskim hatzadikim lahamtik hadinim hane'echozim. That's when the tzadikim are involved in sweetening and reversing all the negative judgments that are on us. Hane'echozim ebechina sh'loi k'seder, which come from the sh'loi k'seder, from things being out of order. V'lichloil hakol bebechinas keseder, and to restore everything, to put everything back and plug it into keseder. V'hakol al yidei derech hatshuva hanal, and all through the path of tshuva, shemaschil lahoyer beyoser b'Rosh Hashanah, which begins to shine very brightly on Rosh Hashanah, shehu yoyim rishon la'aseres yimei tshuva, which is the first day of those 10 special days of tshuva. She'oz choytrim hatzadikim legavois derech hanal boilam. That's when the tzadikim are digging and working very hard to reveal to the world this path of tshuva, this message of tshuva, shal yidei zeh yistaken hakol, by which everything can be repaired. וזה בחינס ראש השנה, פרגרף י' ג' אל, וזה בחינס ראש השנה, שהוא בראש חודש. And this will also explain why the holiday of Rosh Hashanah comes out on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Ki yadua, because it's known, she Rosh Hashanah of Rosh Chodesh and bechinas Cham u'Levana, that Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh correspond to the sun and the moon. Ki hashonim nimnim lechama. The years are based on the revolution of the sun. V'hachodoshim le'Levana. The months are based on the revolution of the moon, kemuva, as is brought in the Medrash. V'chama u'levana heim b'chinas k'seder v'sheloi k'seder. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us, the sun and the moon represent the concept of k'seder, things going in perfect order, and things that don't always go in order. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, ki shemesh yoda mevoyoi. The sun knows its path. It knows exactly when it's coming and when it's going. Ze b'chinas keseder, shehiluchay keseder. That represents something going in order. Avol yoreach lo yoda mevoyoi. But the Pasuk says the moon does not know when it's coming and when it's going. Ki pa'amim shubo barucha u'pa'amim shubo b'ktsara. The moon sometimes takes longer. Sometimes the new moon takes longer to come. Sometimes shorter. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinasal, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. We have months that are 29 days, months that are 30 days. There are several interpretations of what this means. Ze b'chinas shaloi k'seder. So the moon represents this concept of shaloi k'seder. V'chol, and we know the sun is a constant. The sun always looks the same, that full round ball. The moon is sometimes smaller, sometimes larger. V'chol avoidaseinu tamid hu lemalois pegimas halavana. And our efforts and everything we're doing in serving Hashem is all about repairing and filling in the deficiency in the moon. Kayadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Shenase al yidei kitrug hayoreach. How did the moon become deficient and defective? Because the moon complained. Sha'amra yef shelo shnei melachim eshtamesh keser echad. The moon said, two kings cannot share one crown. Shezeo b'chinas shahalavano b'chinas shaloi keseder lo yrotzeso lehiskalel b'hachama b'keser echad. What this is telling us is that the moon, which represents shaloi keseder, refused to join together, to be one with the sun, to share one crown. V'rotzta limloich b'atzma. The moon wanted to rule separately, individually. B'chinas ano emloich. I want to be king. As Rabbein Azal speaks about this over there in chapter 82 in Likud Imran, that the whole problem of a person who commits a sin is that he's rejecting the authority of Hashem. Hashem is king? No, I'm king. I'll decide what I do, what I do, what I don't do. Ki kishenechlak b'chinas levona, b'chinas malchus, mi'b'chinas chama, shu'b'chinas keseder, because when we separate, when we remove the moon, which represents malchus, from the sun, which represents keseder, azay nasa hakoil shaloi keseder, then that creates one big shaloi keseder. Va'oz tzrichen l'saken zois. And then we have to fix that. V'zeh soid kiddush ha'chodesh. This is the secret of the mitzvah that we have every month of Bezdin sanctifying the new moon. Shehu lemalois pegimais halavana, by which we fill in, we repair the defect, the deficiency in the moon. Kedei sheyuchlal b'chinas shaloi keseder b'chinas keseder. So that the moon, which is in a state of shaloi keseder, should be repaired completely and should become part of keseder. Shehu tikun hakoil. That represents the complete tikun. The ikra tikun oiskim b'Rosh Hashanah. And the main tikun of all of this we're involved in on Rosh Hashanah. Sheoz nechlolim shneihem yachad. That's when these two come together. Rosh Hashanah v'Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the year and the beginning of the month. Shehem b'chinas cham u'levana, the sun and the moon. B'chinas keseder v'shloi keseder. Shenechlolim yachad, they join together. שזה עיקר התיקון. That's the ultimate תיקון. We know Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Vav HaMikut Yomram that the sun and the moon represent the rabbi and the student, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua, which explains why it's so important for the students to come to the rabbi for Rosh Hashanah. V'ze tzrichin b'yoyser b'Rosh Hashanah. And this is needed most on Rosh Hashanah, she'oz nivra ha'olam. That's the birthday of Adam and Chava. V'alkein, Rosh Hashanah, and that's when everything got messed up. V'alkein, Rosh Hashanah b'Rosh Chodesh v'kanal. And that's why Rosh Hashanah comes out on Rosh Chodesh. Hashem declares the beginning of the new year at the beginning of the month of Tishrei. V'alkein, and we know Tishrei again is Shalikas Seder, Tov Shin Reish Yud. It's the Aleph Beis backwards. So the month is Tishrei, Shalikas Seder, which is being Nichlal in the year, in the sun, which represents Keseder. V'alkein hoyokidish achodesh al yidei shnei edim daika. And this is why the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah stresses that this requires two witnesses. Two witnesses have to come to court and testify that they saw the new moon. V'chol dinei kiddush ha'chodesh al pi edim sidru lanu Rabbi Senzal b'masechta Rosh Hashanah. And all the laws related to declaring the new moon, the new month, are found in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Masechta Rosh Hashanah. V'hakol b'kavona meduyekes b'vadai. And all of this has been determined precisely by Hashem, by the tzaddikim, lahoyros, to teach us shekol soid kiddush ha'chodesh al pi shnei edim ne'emonim, that the whole secret of sanctifying and the new month requires two trustworthy witnesses, ikroi nase b'Rosh Hashanah, and the time when it's accomplished on the highest level is on Rosh Hashanah. She'oz nichlolin Rosh Hashanah for Rosh Chodesh. That's when these two come together, the year and the month. She'hem b'chinas chama ulevana, the sun and the moon, yachad, they come and they join together. Any questions, please? We're still in the month of Tishrei, Baruch Hashem. This month that's called Yerach Ha'esonim, the powerful month, because it has these incredible, powerful things in it. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Sukkos, Dalet Minim, Shmini Hoshana Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and continues. Even today, we didn't say Tachnun. We don't say Tachnun through the end of the month. There's no Yom Kippur Katan on Thursday, Erev Rosh Chodesh, because we're still in holiday mode. Question in the from the chat. Rosh Hashanah is Moichin de Achayrayim. So how is this the Tikkun? It's Dafka the Bechina of Pegam Halavan on Rosh Hashanah. There's an Asira, but no mention of the Malchus until later. The answer is that again, both of these are taking place on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbeinu Zal, we know the Gemara says that three books are opened up on Rosh Hashanah. The book for Tzadik, the book for Beinonim, and the book for Rishoyim. Tzadikim and Rishoyim are signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. The Tzadikim are able to accomplish the entire process that would normally take 10 days from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. They're able to accomplish it on Rosh Hashanah. That's why the words Rosh Hashanah are bigematria 10 times Elokim. Elokim is Hashem's name of kingdom, Malchus, judgment. A judge in the Torah is called Elokim. Rosh Hashanah is 10 Elokims. It's all 10 days of judgment rolled up into one for the Tzadikim and the Rishoyim. The Beinonim have the whole period of the full 10 days till and through Yom Kippur to get our act together. And then there's even another opportunity, Hoshana Rabbah. And then there's another opportunity, Zois Chanukah, some Tzadikim tell us, that there's extensions, lahavdil, like when it comes to a person filing taxes, there's a date by which a person is supposed to file the taxes, but you can file an extension, and in some cases, there's an extension to the extension. Kaviochel Hashem gives these extensions, but again, those who are zeichet to believe in tzaddikim and to come close to tzaddikim, for them, Rosh Hashanah has all of this power. It has the power to affect a complete tikkun. We're still in the middle of the topic of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in this halacha. we have possibly one or two more shiurim to continue this, to complete this halacha. Shebizlecha to fill every one of these days of Tishrei with tshuva, with simcha, with yearning to come close to Hashem, to tzaddikim, and bizlecha to the geula shleima b'mehir b'yameinu, amen v'amen. A reminder that we hope that the next shiur will be on Wednesday morning in Mitzvah Hashem.